أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be unto you and unto those spirits who descended in your courtyard. Those spirits were the companions, the true followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who had divinely endowed knowledge. And because of that divine knowledge, they were perpetually an amorous lover. And that kind of lover acts somehow that is manifesting the love of the only beloved in everything that he does. What I'm about to read to you, dear listeners, now reveal how intense was that love that glowed in the hearts of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's companions. A man called Zuhair bin Al-Qayn came to the Imam alayhi salam and said, "O son of the Apostle of Allah, I wish I would be martyred and then resurrected, and again be killed and resurrected, and again be killed and resurrected in your way and in the way of those who are with you 100 times. وَدَدْتُ أَنِّي قُتِلْتُ ثُمَّ نُشِرْتُ ثُمَّ قُتِلْتُ ثُمَّ نُشِرْتُ ثُمَّ قُتِلْتُ ثُمَّ نُشِرْتُ فِيكَ وَفِي الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ 100 قَتْلَ. So this fervor shows nothing but passionate love for Almighty Allah, for sacrificing oneself for Hussein alayhi salam, who is a manifestation of Allah's attributes, is nothing but to sacrifice yourself for Allah, the only beloved. The reality of this love and hub is depicted by this verse of the Holy Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And he will forgive you your faults. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. So we should remember that it is only after embellishing ourselves with the attributes of Allah that our actions would be according to what Allah and His Messenger and the infallible Imam alayhi salam wants. And by doing so, those companions were able to see behind the curtain, and they also had sharp inner vision.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies. It takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah. That's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Certainly, you were heedless of it, but now we have removed you from your veil, so your sight today is sharp. And the phrases like these about the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam are recorded throughout the history, since it has been said that إِنَّهُمْ كُشِفَ لَهُمُ الْغِطَاءُ حَتَّى رَأُوا مَنَازِلَهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, the curtain was unveiled for them, for those companions, till they saw their dwellings in paradise. In one of the ziyarat, we address the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we tell them, أَشْهَدُ لَقَدْ كَشَفَ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْغِطَاءِ. We bear witness that most surely Allah unveiled for you the curtains. Now, the point is, dear listeners, that they were not immaculate. They were not like imams. But sharp inner vision is attainable by every human being, but only for the ones who purify the spirit. The reason why many of us do not enjoy this kind of vision is that murkiness of our hearts. There is a tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is really worthy of reflection. لولا تكثير في كلامكم وتمريج في قلوبكم لرأيتم ما أرى ولسمعتم ما أسمع. Was it not for your loquaciousness and confusion in your hearts, you would have surely seen what I see, and you would have surely heard what I hear. And that is why the faithful human beings are ordered, and actually required, to behold the kernel of the universe. That's why the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَنُظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Have they not contemplated the dominion of the heavens and earth? So these are the ways that we can then purify our hearts. But first we have to start from purifying our minds, our tongues. And as a result, we remove the confusion in our hearts. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة يبكيك كل عين. لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين.
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.